HHS has taken steps, and these efforts will help in the development of a national strategy to provide support to family caregivers.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Holly Hobbs. Family caregivers, such as adult children and spouses, play a critical role in supporting the elderly population, which is growing at a rapid rate in the United States. However, these caregivers may risk their own financial security in retirement, as well as needing to take time away from work to care for relatives, and they might even borrow from their own retirement savings to support themselves and those they care for. Today we talk with Chris Nguyen, an expert on retirement security and a director in our Education Workforce and Income Security team, about a new GAO report that looks at how U.S. policies to support caregivers compare to those in other countries. Thank you for joining us, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
So, Chris, does the U.S. have a policy in place to help family caregivers who support the elderly?
Yes, the U.S. has a range of policies to provide help. An example of this is the Family Medical Leave Act, which generally provides up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave per year to eligible employees to provide care for a family member with a serious health condition. And another source of support is Medicaid. Some states provide home and community-based long-term services, which may allow Medicaid beneficiaries to pay their family members to provide care. And recently, in response to COVID-19, a federal policy was passed that requires certain employers to provide paid sick leave, and it also allows for expanded family leave. And this is effective through the end of this year.
And for your report, you looked at how other countries support their family caregivers. Which countries did you look at and why?
We looked at three countries, Australia, Germany, and the UK. And we chose these countries based on two sets of criteria. First, we wanted to study countries that had a similar percentage of the population that is elderly. We also wanted countries to have similar rate of informal care, that is, family members providing care rather than professionals. And we also selected countries with robust systems in place to provide support to family caregivers.
And what did you find when you looked at these countries?
We found that all three countries have developed and implemented strategies, laws, and policies. And many of these policies have been in place for over a decade. To give you some examples, Germany and Australia had paid their leave. This type of policy helps caregivers stay in the workforce while maintaining income. We also found that all three countries had income support, where caregivers were paid for time spent caregiving, and this type of policy helped supplement income, especially for those who drop out of the workforce to provide care.
And so did these countries face any challenges in providing these services that we might see if we tried to do something similar here?
We learned that there are a range of challenges that these countries face. And from the perspective of the employers, they might not always be able to accommodate workers because they don't have staff to replace them, or they might not be able to bear the cost of paid leave. And from the perspective of caregivers, they might not be aware of these policies that are designed to support them. And the other side of that, governments face challenges in identifying caregivers because they do not always self-identify. So it becomes a challenge for governments to make caregivers aware of the available support.
So it sounds like the U.S. has some supports for family caregivers, but that we're not providing as much as other countries, which could leave our caregivers more vulnerable financially in their old age. Chris, is the federal government taking any steps to improve the supports for family caregivers?
The Congress passed the Raise Family Caregivers Act in 2018, and this act directed the Department of Health and Human Services to develop a national family caregiving strategy. We found that HHS has taken steps towards developing the strategy. As an example, they convened the Family Caregiving Advisory Council. The council has issued a request for information on challenges faced by caregivers, and HHS is going to use the results of that request for information in developing the national strategy.
So, Chris, last question. What's the bottom line of this report?
The bottom line of this report is that other countries such as Australia, the UK, and Germany have years of experience with national level supports for caregivers, including paid leave, income support, and a host of other supports. While these policies come with challenges, it is useful to study the experiences of these countries and learn from the challenges that they've raised. HHS has taken steps to do that, and these efforts will help in the development of a national strategy to provide support to family caregivers.
That was Chris Nguyen talking about GEO's recent report on retirement security issues facing family caregivers. Thank you for your time, Chris.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, and make sure you leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.